listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Investigations are underway into the tragic workplace death of a teenager in the Wheatbelt. Police allege the 17-year-old was struck by a loader at a Burrican farm on Saturday morning. A 000 call was made, but the boy sadly died before responders could arrive. Westpac has vowed to halt regional branch closures for at least another 3 years. It follows customer feedback, citing the impact of bank closures in remote towns by people who heavily rely on face-to-face service. Consumer Division Chief Executive Jason Yetton says they want to stick around in local towns.
But if we've got two locations in any community, increasingly we'll bring those together in one location. That means they can do cash transactions regardless of whether your brand is the closest branch to where you live or where you work.
The Fisheries Minister says he's been left appalled after online debate over the proposed South Coast Marine Park resulted in racism. He's set to work with First Nations communities to explain customary fishing rights to the wider community in efforts to inform people about Indigenous rights. Traditional owners are allowed to fish in sanctuary zones throughout every marine park in WA. A raft of measures have been outlined by the Prime Minister to tackle family and domestic violence. That includes programs to counter toxic male behaviour online and a review of the Online Safety Act. Anthony Albanese says $925 million will be invested over 5 years to support those fleeing domestic violence.
Safety assessments and referrals to support pathways. Those eligible will be able to access up to $5,000 in financial support along with referral services, risk assessments and safety planning.
In sport, Corder are holding on tight to the top spot in the Central Wheatbelt Senior Netball League. The side continuing its undefeated streak, recording a 10-goal win over Muckinbrudden. Comets also taking a win, defeating Beacon Miracles in a massive 65-2.